You're listening to In Demand, the podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, for the first time, Yasmin is on the show.
Hello, everybody.
Quick fire questions for you. Let's get started. Hometown?
Glasgow. Well, I was born in Manchester, raised in Glasgow, but I spent the bulk of my life in, it's not very quick fire, is it? Sorry, I spent the bulk of my life up in Glasgow, so I kind of feel that's home.
Okay, siblings?
Younger sister.
Favourite song ever?
Favourite song ever is actually not even an expected one, but I think it's Waterloo Sunset by
nice.
Ray Davies.
Classic.
Okay,
and finally, favourite sandwich, I want to know.
That's a good one.
I like tuna, mayonnaise and cucumber.
Nice. Healthy as well.
Yeah. It depends how much mayonnaise you put in.
I like it quite mayonnaise-y.
Tuna melts, that would be better.
Tuna melts, nice.
Now, you've already had a taste of chart success with Devlin, of course.
Yes.
And you've been DJing for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. How did you get into that in the first place?
Well, I mean, I've always been a huge like music lover, a music fan, and I was always sort of collecting, and I was a bit more into it than like my friends at the time. I'd always be sort of telling them, oh, you'd like that. And then when it came, I was 17, and a friend of mine was a DJ. I would go along and sort of hang out at the DJ booth, which was like huge big sofa and everything, and I could be like nagging, like, oh, play this, I bet everyone will go nuts, I've not heard that in ages, and da 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 da.
And it led you to the paths of the likes of like NERD and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd met NERD a few times, and then in 2008 they were doing a show at Camden's Roundhouse, a sort of one off, and I literally just called up the people putting the events on, the company, and I asked if they had any support. They said no, and I was like, well, I'm a DJ and I'd love to come along and warm up the crowd, and they were like, alright,
are you joking?
Come on. I just called them. They never heard me play. I mean, luckily for them, I was alright, so I didn't let them down too bad.
Essentially, people should really dislike you, I think.
But you're so nice, it's impossible to dislike you.
Like a rollercoaster that just goes up. But you seem lovely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Let's talk about the singing in a minute.
Let's play the song. Yasmin, can you introduce it for us?
Yep, this is Yasmin, and this is my song, On My Own.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Yasmin's still with us on the show. So we've talked about the DJing side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Massive success already. Now let's talk about the singing. First came to our attention properly with the lovely Devlin,
mm-hmm.
who we've met a couple of times, haven't we?
Yeah.
He's a very charming young man.
He's lovely.
Could do with wearing a few less tracksuits. Probably smarten himself.
That's his thing though, isn't it? He loves it.
Devlin's the sort of person, can't tell him anything. He'll do what he wants. If he wants to wear a tracksuit, he's wearing a tracksuit.
And he's sort of chilled out at the same
time. Yeah, he's chilled out.
Yeah, whatever.
He's a geezer. So yeah, he does what he wants. Like, he's very true to himself. And I think that's one thing I sort of take from him, is just that, you know, not trying to conform to everyone else, just being who you are. So
I like, essentially what you were doing is carving a girl's path through what is essentially at the moment a real male dominated side of the industry, because everything that is written down here is a bloke. So it's the Smeezingtons, which were all boys. You toured with Example, Devlin's song, that kind of thing, and now you're actually starting to shine on your own, you know, in your own right, which is good.
Do you think it's a lot harder for girls?
Oh, completely. I mean, I think it's very easy for girls to get into the industry, but it's hard for them to get taken seriously. Like, that's the sort of, you know, where it gets a bit hazy, and it's like, you know, I got laughed at when I first started, and everyone's like, you know, she's not going to do that. Like, but sort of breaking through that stereotype, and then eventually having like big established DJs like respect you and rate what you do is just the biggest feeling. And in a way, it's not going back to square one completely. Obviously, there's a lot of sort of respect that I gained through coming that route as a DJ.
Amazing. Thanks very much for coming to
Thank you for having me.
Best of luck with everything. The song's out on the 31st of January. When are we expecting an album?
Album will be through in summer.
Amazing. Did the soundtrack to the summer.
Yes, hopefully.
Promise?
Thank you.
Take care.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. You're listening to In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we welcome Charlie and Tom, a.k.a. Noah and the Whale, to the show. Hello, gents.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to our abode.
Thanks for having us.
I have to say, you've got amazing hair.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just checking it out. Beautiful curly locks. Lovely.
Do you have to use special shampoo on those? Are they curly?
Can't give away our secrets, can we?
No. Salon secrets.
I'd quite like to know the salon secrets of Noah and the Whale.
Okay, off air, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
But there is a secret.
There is, yeah.
Okay, that's good. A lot of people will remember, of course, 5 years' time. Where have you been since then? Was that it was obviously quite a big success for you guys. Did you expect it to be as big as it was at the time?
No, it came as a bit of a surprise for us. A pleasant surprise, definitely. But yeah, no, we've got the new record coming out at the moment, out in March. The last 2 years, so much has happened.
But that became almost a summer anthem for that summer. And I think, you know, the whistling, everything else in it, it's one of those really nice, bright and breezy songs. But with the new single as well, that's got the same sort of summery vibe to it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's one of our more uplifting tunes. Although I think that the new album as a whole has a sort of... a thread to it. Yeah, it's difficult when you're using it because you don't light's the wrong word, but it's like an optimism to the new album, you know. We made it in LA. It's hard not to be happy in LA.
Oh my god.
It says on your bio that it was made between a synagogue, LA.
That's right. Yeah.
And London.
That's right. Yeah, we did this like big old it's not a functioning synagogue, fortunately. That might have been a bit weird. It's like big space in Bethnal Green. That's where we did all the demoing. And we spent about a couple of months there, and then we went out to LA to do recording proper.
Yeah, in the height of summer, so
it was our studio. Well, the rumour is that it used to be Bob Dylan's studio in the 70s, which is a pretty cool heritage. And it's also, it was like 3 blocks from the beach, which was,
good location.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Right, let's play the brand new song. You need to educate us. Are we allowed to call it Life Goes On, or do we have to do the dots in between? Bearing in mind, you guys are going to introduce it.
So. I'll give it its full title.
Because you can sing it, which is the difference between us and you.
It is a tongue twister, undoubtedly. But our new single is called LIFEGOESON, or Life Goes On if you want a shortcut. No worries. But yeah, I guess here it is.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, the guys from Noah and the Whale, still with us on the show tonight. Now, we chatted about how you've progressed as a band. Now, you're on album number 3. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously you called the second album the Blip album.
I think that's hard.
I didn't mean Blip like that.
We're very proud of that album. That was
my favourite.
That was a great album for us, you know.
Everyone always says the difficult second album, though. That seems to be not necessarily a curse, but a theory amongst many musicians.
I think that album, received... a great deal of sort of critical praise and really connects to a lot of people that are, but I think it was one of those albums that was hard to sort of get it into the mainstream because it's, gets a little sad at times.
Yeah.
I'm still very proud of the album, but this one's a bit different.
But in the meantime, the kind of stock that you guys come from, Laura Marling, Mumford & Sons, that kind of folky sound, has exploded.
Yeah, it's a big time for folk music. But we've made a rock and roll album.
Ripped of the roll.
That LA effect.
But you must be kind of proud when you look around and see how well these British artists are.
Yeah, it's always nice to know when friends are doing well and stuff. So. Yeah.
Now, your brother Doug left the band last year. Mm-hmm. How is it now? Did he leave a big gaping hole?
Oh no, so much easier.
Less arguments.
No, not really. Yeah, no, we miss Doug a lot. I mean, he comes back and forth every now and again as well. We did a show at the Roundhouse in London that he played.
He seems to turn up when you least expect him.
Exactly. Can't get rid of him. Not really. I mean, he works as a doctor now. That's why he
really.
Yeah, that's why I think it's a pretty unique reason to leave.
Was there a light bulb moment where he went, actually, I can't be in a band. I'm actually going to do a real job.
I'm going to be a doctor.
It wasn't quite like that. He kind of already qualified as a doctor and then joined the band full time for a few years. But I don't know. I guess it's hard once you've spent 6 years studying to sort of turn your back on it completely. But he's always says I think he's going to come back at some point.
Thanks very much for coming to the show.
Thank you.
You've got live dates coming up.
That's right.
We will read these out after you've introduced what you're about to introduce. We've asked you to choose a song from the current hit parade for us to play. So let us know what you've chosen and why you like it.
Yeah.
The tune we've chosen is the Rihanna tune, What's My Name?
Amazing.
I love the last single as well, the Only Girl in the World. I think she's great, Rihanna. That's what about you?
It's a good choice.
It's a good choice.
For all that.
Cool.
You're listening to In Demand. Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm. In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Jessie J is with us.
Yes,
hiya.
Hello.
You're welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
We had our first date at the beginning of January.
I know.
And you've kept your promise.
I know. I'm here.
Second date.
Second date.
The next 30 minutes, and actually a bit beyond that, is all about you. So are you comfortable? Nice. You're ready to begin?
I'm not that comfortable, but okay. I'll say I am.
All right. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Have we done awkward. Something? Is the chair really uncomfortable?
Do you know what it is? The chair was high enough, and then I've sat on it, and it's sunk.
It's sunk.
It sinks, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. I was getting a bit worried there.
You can get it a bit higher again, though, and it won't sink.
Yeah.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
We'll have to get you to sign that afterwards as well, because it's a celebrity stool.
Oh, is it? Yeah. We're like sitting on celebrities' names.
Yeah. Good. You're probably sat on Mika right now.
It could be. I don't think. You've got Mika.
Oh, I'm sat on Mika.
I'm sitting on Paloma Faith.
That's
not
right.
Literally, just a name.
She's a good one to sit on, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Tonight, Jessie J is in demand. This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Jessie J still with us on the show despite being massively uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Not okay. That bad.
So, it's only kind of like February.
Yes.
And already kaboom.
I know.
It's been amazing.
What else can I do?
That's it. Game over.
You don't need to do anything.
My whole career in a month. Well done.
But when we first spoke to you, it was just after the BBC Sounder 2011 poll had been announced.
Yeah.
And you were all sort of like, wow, this is really exciting, but I don't know what to expect, blah, 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 blah. And literally, it's just gone mental in a few weeks.
Yeah, I know.
How's your life right now?
Very different from the life I had 3-4 months ago. Yeah. Very different from the life I had 8 to 10 weeks ago. Not much sleep, a lot of hard work, a lot of phone calls and emails and signing stuff off. But good. I'm enjoying it. And it's really nice to meet the fans, and I'm really enjoying travelling around and going outside of London and still feeling like there's support.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can kind of sit in a bubble and you feel like, okay, so I can sell out, you know, shows in London, but what about in Leeds and Manchester and Glasgow? And you go there and they're like still as fanatic, and you're like, wow. And then you go, yes, the internet is global, Jessie. It's not just like W12 and that's it.
It's not just London based Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
But the frightening thing is it's gone beyond the UK.
I know.
To global. America.
I know. I mean, I just found out yesterday, I think I'm number 99 in the top 100 in the official chart in America.
And wasn't Price Tag the most added song on American radio last week?
It was indeed. I went to Z100 last week in New York and did a little performance for them to say thank you. Sharon, the woman that runs Z100, is an amazing supporter of my music. And, you know, I'm so proud to be British. And I feel like every time I get on the plane, like, I pack my flag.
Yeah.
Like, I put it in my backpack and I'm like, right, I'm taking this music global. Because we can do it as bad as the Americans.
Totally. Yeah. And part of the role, I suppose, of being the Brits Critics' Choice is to be that person.
Yeah.
So you're not only just taking this incredible accolade away from it, but you're almost kind of like a representative.
Yeah, I feel like... You know, I feel like I want to be an ambassador to British music, and I want to be able to be someone that isn't like, oh, that's that girl from London. It's just everybody knows Jessie J for her good music, but also the fact that I am British, this accent is not going anywhere.
Do you know what? I'm really glad about that, because you sort of meet some people who years down the line they've lost their accent. And I'm like, yeah, no, she's good Essex bird.
No, I mean, it's so funny. I was watching the Brits launch set, right, and I was thinking, oh, good, the outfit looks nice. I look like a superhero. And then I started talking, and I was like, oh, it's like, yeah, but I love it. I'm so happy. Can't believe it. And I was just like, oh, Jess, come on. But it's not going to change. It is what it is.
That's you. And do you know what? You've got this far by being you, so don't worry about
that. And Adele's exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, I know. I watched her recently on Alan Carr, and she was just cracking me up.
She's hilarious. I can imagine if you two got together and just went for a coffee, it would just be brilliant to sit and listen.
Never goes rock, duck and chick, not.
She almost gave me a heart attack. She was live on the show and she almost said shit. But she changed it at the last minute, and I literally almost soiled my pants. You're in control of a live show with Adele. We were a little bit tense, weren't we?
Oh, she was amazing, though. We loved her.
But all, you know, the girls who have sort of been your predecessors in this particular role.
Yeah, of course.
All massively successful.
They've set the standard, you know. I mean, I remember when I won the Critics' Choice, and I remember Ellie texted me. Ellie Goulding was like, well done. And I was like, you set the standard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Adele... Florence and Ellie, like, they're such incredible female UK artists, and it's an honour to be now kind of put into that category with them, and I just now feel like I owe it to them to keep the standard high, so I'm just working hard to make sure the next person that gets it is keeping the line going.
Let's try and get another British girl as well.
Yeah.
See, I think there's so much British talent around that is actually female.
Yeah.
But I think you should all just get together and make this one big album.
You know what? I've already put it out there. I want to do
girl.
It. Yeah, I've already said I think it'd be amazing to do like a charity song.
Like We Are The World.
Yeah.
We Are The Girls.
We Are The Bitches.
Yeah. Do it like I do. The Remix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Featuring every single female artist in the UK.
Tense. Amazing. Love that.
Let's play Do It Like A Dude now. Can you introduce it for us?
Ooh. I always get excited and feel like I like should say something really interesting, but I won't. I'll just keep it simple. I'm Jessie J. This is Do It Like A Dude. Turn your radios up.
grab your crutches and wear your hats low.
Nice.
This is In A Man with Alex and Lucy tonight. It's our pleasure to have Jessie J with us on the show. We love you. That is a fact.
We do.
Love you too.
We pretty much.
Oh, thanks. Like, this is going well, this second date, Alex.
We'll get married next time.
Yeah, we declared love.
We chat about you on the show pretty much every single night. Yeah. We're always checking what you're doing. Gigs, Twitter, songs, the whole lot. Last time you were here, though, you did make this promise.
My Twitter is Jessie J Official,
and we
which
are,
is very formal.
We're actually following you already.
We are following you already. So we are at Alex and Lucy. Alex and Lucy, all one word.
No,
so let's hook up again soon.
Right, thank you, Jessie. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Bye. What's that all about, Jessie?
Do you know what, right?
Do you know what?
Do you know who's following us? Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Wow.
Britney
Spears.
Britney.
Wow.
Mike Posner.
Where's my phone? We'll do it after. You can film me doing it, I promise. Okay. Do you know what, though? There's actually no point in me following anyone anymore.
Aww.
I can't see it.
Because it's just...
My fans are like... It's like, yeah. I can't... There's no point.
I bet you get spammed a lot as well. The same messages just coming through and coming through, just hoping that you might see it and reply to them.
Oh, yeah. You get like, I love you, follow me. I love you, follow me. I love you, follow me. And they actually, what they do now is they put the amount of times they've done it in brackets next to it.
Yeah,
so
I've
like,
seen...
One, two, three, four. And it's like, I'm going to do it to 20. And if she doesn't reply, that's it. Our relationship is over. And it's like, I'm actually really quiet on Twitter in the last few weeks because I've just been so busy. Yeah. And I've always said to my fans, I may disappear, but it's always me that does it. I don't let anybody touch my Twitter. And there's a lot of people that people think do it and they don't.
I think Brittany's one of them, to be fair. Her manager tends to do it. And he does always put Adam afterwards. He's like, Brittany's super excited about coming to see you guys. True. Adam.
Yeah, no. But no, it's always me. But I am like, last night, yesterday, obviously I had amazing news going to number one on iTunes.
Yeah.
And then spent my evening working on the album sleeve until like 2 a.m. this morning, going through lyrics and pictures and making it special and making sure I'm part of it and picking the images and the logo and making sure that it's all kind of personal to me. It's like, once you get something like that, for me, I don't really celebrate. I just work a little bit harder.
Okay.
Was it quite weird doing that last night? Were you sat there going, this feels like a dream, that you actually sat there and you've got this album sleeve, you're working on creating it and it's actually happening? It really is.
It doesn't feel real at all, to be honest. It's like, it's the weirdest thing when you watch someone else do it. It's like, do you know what it's like? You know when you know when like a friend of a friend goes, oh, my friend is having a baby, and you're like, oh, that's great, well done.
You don't really care.
You don't really care, but say if it's like your sister or someone you know, it's totally different. And that's how it is. It's like, not that saying I don't care about other people, that sounds awful, don't it? I don't care about your album sleeve.
Care about mine.
No, but it's like, it's the same thing. It's like, when it's someone else, it's like, you kind of watch it, but when it's just so weird. Like, I've dreamt of it since I was little, and now I'm picking pictures like that people are going to have, and it's the craziest.
What's your family
made
of it?
That you can have that experience where you go, oh, I'm a bit speechless.
Yeah.
That, oh yeah, all the time.
That's true.
All the time. Like, people think, like, I think, you know, when I tweet going, oh my God, I can't believe I'm number one, and people go, why? You know, you should know now, but you're going, no, you never presume, you never know. And I think on the outside, it's easier to kind of presume that it's easy, and it's kind of like, yeah, you do this, you do that, but I don't want to say it, but they think they know, but they have no idea. It's that whole, like...
Even if it's in front of you on a screen and you know it's true, it just doesn't sink in.
No,
right?
Not at all, like, and it's just, it's crazy.
Okay, now, you've got some celebrity fans in the likes of Simon Cowell and Nicki Minaj. She said that she wants to work with you, that kind of thing.
I know, good times.
What was the chat like with Simon Cowell?
did
he just ring you up and go, hello, it's Simon?
He rang me last week and...
How does he get people's numbers?
This is how every story starts.
I'm still waiting for him to call me at some point just to say hi.
I think he got my number through my management, but I'm friends with Leona, but I'm sure he'll call. I'll tell him to give you a call.
Amazing.
I love the fact you went like that.
I think you might be waiting a bit, Alex.
Come on, not if Jesse J tells him to do it.
Well, yeah.
No, he was really nice. I think, to be honest with you, it was really nice that he just really wanted to just tell me how much he kind of was enjoying my music, and yeah, I think it's cool.
Can you see him dancing to do it like a dude, like when he's on his own in his office?
That'd be cool. Oh yeah, definitely.
Grabbing his crotch.
Did he ask you to sit on a panel?
No.
Okay. Promise?
No.
You winked?
No, I didn't wink.
Alex, you didn't wink.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
He didn't. Would you if he asked you?
Yeah, I would.
I think you'd be better than Katie Price. That's the current rumour, that she's going to replace him on X Factor. No! how to lose your audience like that.
Never happen.
No.
The thing is with me, I'm so brutally honest, I don't know if I'd ever put anyone through.
That's why he likes you.
But that's good.
I'm very picky and I'm very much about technique and...
That's a good thing though. It needs that, because I think sometimes you sit there watching it and they and ah over whether to put someone through, and just because two of them do, the other one does. And it's like, no, speak your own mind. That person was crap.
I've always agreed with Simon, but obviously it's hard because you don't want to come across as really cruel, but I am very, very picky about voices and tone and range and the way you breathe. Like, that's what I've studied. I should, you know what I mean? So I think, I don't know if I'd just be hated.
No, it's good though. It's good to be controversial.
We've got one last thing to do with you very soon, but in the meantime, if you could choose a song from the charts that's not one of yours that you're loving at the moment, we'll get it on.
Tractor, Wretch 32.
Oh no, could you choose something else?
We played that and we got into trouble for playing that.
Oh, why?
Our boss was like, it's too hard.
Like it. Oh, okay.
We like it though. We love it.
He's like, no!
No, let's
please pick something else.
No, should we play it?
Jesse chose it. It's guest prerogative.
Actually, yeah. Do you know what? Jesse chose it.
Do you want me to pick something else just in case you might get sacked?
Yes, please.
And I think choose it and record a little message to Gary saying, it's Jesse speaking here. I want to hear Wretch 32.
Am I going to... Are you going to get in trouble?
No,
I,
no, it'll be fine.
No. Are you sure?
It's his birthday today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Gary, this is Jesse J. I'm wishing you a very happy birthday. But basically, I really want to hear Wretch 32 Tractor. And I hope you can let me play it, because I don't know.
Well, you've said so.
Because you like it.
Because I like it. Yeah. And,
he's playing your songs, so he should play songs that you like.
Yes.
I think that's fair enough.
It's Jesse J, Gary. Do you know what I mean? Don't mess.
Brit's Critics' Choice.
Happy birthday. Mm.
Thursday night with Alex and Lucy. Jesse J is with us on the show. We're going to bid you farewell very soon. Mm. You're going to do a live version of Price Tag for
us.
I am
indeed. Yeah.
Which the In Demand Army are going to get to hear a little later on. We know that you've got a film crew going with you everywhere you are at the moment.
Yes.
Hi, film crew.
Jesse Dares.
Jesse.
Dare
Jesse. I totally forgot the title of the thing. You
What's
threw
the title
me off.
Of it?
Dare Jesse.
Jesse Dares. Dare Jesse.
Is it Dare Jesse?
Jesse.
It's like Dare Jesse, like the Madonna song.
Dare Jesse J,
yeah.
I just thought Jesse Dares sounded a bit better.
Well, you're not doing it, so do it.
No, Dare Jesse J. Dare Jesse J.
Do you get to sing the theme tune?
I did, I wrote it.
Did
it's actually Who's Laughing Now.
Okay.
So it's make your jokes, go for broke, blow your smoke, you're not alone. Dare Jesse J.
Amazing.
Dare Jesse J.
When are we going to see this on telly?
It's online now.
Oh, it's online.
You really fluff that up.
I'm sorry.
Get online.
Yeah, you should do your research.
Perez, I should do, shouldn't I? Sorry, it's Lucy's job.
It's so fun when I go into radios and they're like, see a song, Big White Horse, and you're like...
No, Big White Ring. So you know that.
So you've written for Beyonce? No.
Miley Cyrus.
Know
that. But, it's four episodes up at the moment. Check them out. It's online.
Okay.
It's on MySpace. It's me kind of, there's a dare from me in Vegas. Perez Hilton's done a dare, B.O.B.'s done a dare, N-Dubs have done a dare.
Tiny Temper's done one, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, come on, Alex.
Are you ready for a dare, Jesse J?
Oh, you're going to dare me?
Yeah, we've got a dare!
So you're going to dare me now for a programme you didn't even know was online?
Can I just say,
brilliant.
before we do the dare... Originally, I wanted to get you to abseil down the Hilton Tower in Manchester.
The biggest.
I would have done
Europe.
It with you.
I would have probably myself.
So you wouldn't have wanted that.
You know what? I would if we had the time, but I think we've got to drive.
This is the thing, and also health and safety. I don't know if we'd have got insurance.
Big
risk
assessment.
Lovely having Jessie on In Demand until she lost her arm.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
So there's this thing that me and Lucy did on the show a few months back where we have a minute.
Right.
And you have to eat as many Ferrero Rocher as you can in a minute.
Oh, God. All right.
There's two missing
like
because we treated ourselves.
Yeah, we did.
So there's your box.
Chocolate, the perfect thing to eat when I'm singing.
Should I get the timer? Yeah. Or are you going to time it on there?
I can time it on here.
Am I taking my lipstick off or am I leaving it on?
Oh, leave it on. Sit. Do you want some water, by the way?
Yeah, that'd be good for the
end. We need to get Jessie some water. I'll go and get the water.
Okay, Lucy's going
to... Water. Room temperature. No, sorry, I'm joking. awkward silence.
Yeah, no, we can talk about Lucy now she's gone. What do you want to know about her?
How old is she?
How old do you think she is?
27.
That's correct.
Is she?
That's correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all right, isn't it?
What skincare does she use?
it's anesthetic, really.
Yeah, how do you call it, zone cream? Burns layers off every day.
Yeah.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
Water.
Right. Right. 29.
I'll take that, because that's correct.
So how old do you think I am?
30 in 2 weeks.
22.
Oh, Jessie J thought you were 27.
I love you. 22 or 23, I reckon.
Yeah, 23.
22. 23 soon, though, the day after, the day before the album comes out.
Amazing.
Happy birthday to myself.
Yeah, here's my album. Great party.
Go and get yourself a nice present as well.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, car or house.
Both. Yeah. Get both. Push the boat out.
No. Or a boat to push the boat out.
Have parties on.
I've got a boat to push it out.
Yeah, do it.
I don't like the sea, so I don't think I'd ever buy a boat.
Ooh, no, be sick.
I get a dinghy and just sit in that in my pool.
Go, happy birthday.
Yeah, well done me. Go to the local park and sit in a pond. I know Anthony.
Be a good album cover, that.
Jessie J, The Pond.
There you go. Katie Melliwood did The Flood, you could do The Pond.
There we go.
Are we ready for the dare?
Sorry, yeah, let's do the dare.
All right, okay. I'm going to do like two and then just feel sick. How many did you do?
Well,
you beat me, didn't you?
I got six. I don't know how I had water though, and literally.
Oh, am I allowed to have the water while I'm doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
I must have
fine.
Quite a good swallow mechanism because it makes your mouth go well dry. Seriously.
Do it like a
dude
and all that.
So I think you did six, I did four, I think.
Maybe I did five then. But anyway, we did
it. It wasn't
all right.
Very good, but Lucy's got the world record.
Did you have any open or not?
Do you know what, actually, open say three or four now, so you're prepared. I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
The world record for the most rare rochers eaten in 1 minute is seven.
Is that it?
Yeah, by a bloke called Jim from Denmark.
Jim, all right, bud.
What do you mean?
Hello, Jim.
And
but what point did he go? Do you know what I'm going to do today?
Yeah. That's the thing, it's like, I'm going to try and break a record, aren't I? Oh, what did that say then?
I've heard
it. Okay, and now I'm going to... Oh, I'm nervous.
What now, this record's with? Almost... Well, it's nearly three... It'll be 3 years old this
Imagine
year.
Imagine I broke the record right here and now.
What I mean, it'd be amazing.
Got it on video.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, do you like them anyway?
It's all right.
And you're not allergic to nuts?
I don't eat chocolate, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat chocolate when you sing.
Oh, no.
But I'll break the rule for you.
Leona
guys.
Told us that, I think.
Yeah.
She says she doesn't drink dairy.
No dairy. I
but
don't
she said
dairy.
But then she had a cup of tea while she was here, which was a bit funny.
No. And a cheese sandwich, you liar.
No, she said that she doesn't care about that because she likes chocolate and cake too much. That's what she said.
I like chocolate, but I don't eat chocolate or dairy 6 hours before I'm going to sing.
Oh, when are you next singing?
In about 20 minutes, I'm probably...
Oh, sorry.
It's fine, it's fine.
Right, and we've checked, you've got no nut allergies.
No, but it'd be funny if I did. Dare Jesse Jade's nearly...
Oh, God, no.
Imagine I just started to swell.
No, I've just six of those or however
I'm allergic
many you'd be...
to. I'm allergic to eggs and I'm allergic to pineapples, so as long as there's none in that.
Okay.
And if you made me eat egg and pineapple, that'd be so cruel.
That's gross.
Have you had these before?
Yes.
I'm okay, right.
To tell the tale.
Right, okay. She's ready.
In demand, there's Jessie J. Here we go. A minute now.
Go.
Go on, get it down here. Keep chewing, Jessie.
So you just can't talk at
they
the same
dry.
Time.
They get really dry.
It's literally... how many are we down? One.
One.
Okay.
Just shove the next one in. That's what I did.
You
just keep...
Are
just literally...
at 40 seconds to go.
Yeah. That's exactly... That's my girl. Go on.
Come on. Someone did this on Britain's Got Talent in front of your mate Simon Cowell as well. They did not do it very well.
No.
How many are we
in? She's got a fourth one in, I think. Can I have some more water?
And
five.
There are 10 seconds remaining.
Come on, Jessie.
Yes, yes, I swear it.
You have to try and swallow it. Have some water quick. Get some water down.
Time is up.
I'll give five.
You five, yeah. And do you know what? Round of applause.
Amazing.
We dared you, Jessie, and you did it. Good girl, nice
total
work.
Total legend.
Yeah.
Now we love you even more, which we didn't think was possible.
We'll let you swallow them first.
Thanks for coming on the show.
They're too open, do you want one?
Yeah, I'll have one,
Here you go.
Thanks.
Touched by the hand of Jessie J.
Yeah, I coughed on them as well.
Amazing. Just because we made her do that. So, we're going to come back for a third date.
We'll take you out for proper dinner.
No Ferrero Rocher's allowed.
Sorry.
I feel really sick now.
Sorry.
Oh, I hate the noise of chewing as well. It's making me bare mouth clapping.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, back at the mouth. This interview is really nice.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good luck with the charts on Sunday.
Thank you.
Yeah. You should be number one.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the Brits, hopefully.
Yes. Yeah, we will. We'll be there.
I'll be wearing more clothes than last time at the Brit launch. I love the fact that I've been in magazines saying too much or too brave. Like, you know, I was wearing the lace cat suit, yeah, and see-through. And people are like, not sure. And I'm like, yes, I've made it into them dodgy fashion things.
Just keep wearing random clothing.
Is in those every week.
Brilliant.
I thought the cat suit was great, by the way. Yeah. I liked it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you for the cat suit.
You're listening to In Demand, the podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.